From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is expected to sign today the budget bill that will keep the federal government funded through September. The measure has cleared Congress, although about one-fourth of the Republicans in the House voted against the bill, despite the urging of House Speaker John Boehner.
We're cutting $38.5 billion of money that has already been authorized and appropriated. And anybody that doesn't believe this money wouldn't be spent if we don't act, is kidding themselves.
But the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says federal spending will be reduced by less than 1% of that $38 billion. The actual spending cuts total only $352 million. With funding for the current fiscal year finally settled, the House is set to vote today on a non-binding budget resolution, a blueprint for spending in the next fiscal year, which begins in October. NPR's Artie Cornish has more.
The House Republican budget plan aims to trim more than $6 trillion in government spending over the next decade. The House Budget Committee chief is Republican Paul Ryan of Wisconsin.
We've got to get on to the days of no more budget gimmicks, timing shifts, accounting tricks, and we've got to get on to fixing our country's fiscal problems while we still can and while they're still within our control.
Democrats are opposed to the plan because of its proposed changes to Medicaid, turning it into block grant funding for states to control, and proposed changes to Medicare, which would change the program for those under the age of 55 into federal subsidies for the elderly to buy private insurance. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
President Obama returns to Washington this morning after a quick visit to Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the president attended three fundraisers there for his re-election campaign.
President Obama talked to supporters at two small dinners and then attended a rally where more than 2,000 people showed up. He told that crowd that he took office in the middle of one of the worst recessions ever, but the economy is growing, and he said other measures like the enactment of the health care law and Wall Street reforms have been good for the country. But the president said he wasn't there to pat himself on the back.
Because we know that for all the progress we've made, we've still got business to do. We are not finished.
The three campaign events are expected to raise more than $2 million for the president's reelection bid. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
A powerful storm system is sweeping into the south today after spawning a number of tornadoes last night. Steve Corfiti is with the NOAA Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma.
We had at least a dozen tornadoes scattered from parts of eastern and central Kansas southward into southeastern Oklahoma. The most significant ones were in southeast Oklahoma.
The twister slammed into the town of Tushka, Oklahoma, killing two people, injuring dozens of others. In Tulsa, motorists had to contend with a barrage of hailstones pelting their cars. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama and the leaders of France and Britain are seeking to present a united front on Libya amid disagreements among the allies on the NATO military operation there. In a letter published in a number of newspapers today, the three leaders say there can be no peace in Libya while Muammar Gaddafi remains in power. Hamas officials in the Gaza Strip say a kidnapped Italian journalist has been found executed there. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports two members of a radical Islamic group have been arrested as suspects.
Hamas officials said the body of 36-year-old Vittorio Arrigoni was found in the home of a member of a radical group called Monotheism and Holy War. This group, which Hamas says takes its inspiration from Al-Qaeda and the World Jihad Movement, yesterday released a videotape of Arrigoni. They demanded that Hamas release the extremist group's leader, who was arrested in Gaza last month, and threatened to kill Arrigoni today if their demand was not met. Hamas officials said he was killed soon after being kidnapped at midday yesterday, well before the deadline. Arrigoni was a member of the International Solidarity Movement, a pro-Palestinian group that often clashes with Israeli soldiers. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The utility that operates the crippled nuclear power plant in Japan is being ordered to pay each of the households evacuated from surrounding areas about $12,000, Japanese Trade Minister Banri Kaida.
In order to compensate for the damages caused by evacuation order as well as stay indoor instructions, TEPCO is requested to provide a temporary fund to the affected people as soon as possible. This is a temporary payment before the amount of damage is finalized.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.